FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning, this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 22nd of December 2025, and you are on the clock with Gneb Green. So every once in a while, like, y'all remember that movie Brigadoon that we had to watch on ZNS forever because ZNS was the only thing we had to watch, about this man who, like, went into the woods, into the forest, and he injured his ankle, and this woman found him and said, "Oh, I could help you. Come back to my little village." And then she told him, "But listen, you have to go because this is like a little magical place. The portal to the world where you're from only opens every 100 years." Well, once in a while, somebody, Gneb Tree, is Bear Gneb in December. And I could swear I see some Gneb on the ground in December. If you are the person that has the Gneb Tree that bears Ganep in December. I need you to call me. I want you to get a national honor. You and the tree deserve a national honor. I see the board has lit up. Well, caller, luckily for you, this is what's in the headlines, open line kind of Monday. I had two topics prepared for this morning's conversation before I saw today's paper. It is Junkanoo versus Carnival. I would like to walk through the first few days of the new National Bahamas Junkanoo Festival and ask some questions. What's going on in Trinidad and Tobago? It ain't Carnival time, but it's a lot of hoorah-rah going on down there. So maybe we talk about that, but there's lots in the headlines today, including in today's Tribune business section, road carnage, 40% of Nassau hit by accidents. That's an odd headline. I'd like to figure out what they actually mean by that. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Somebody say, I thought Junkanoo Green. I thought Junkanoo Green too, but then wait till I get to the story. Good morning, caller. Oh, caller, I'm so sorry. We missed you. All right, so Texter, I thought my name was going to be Junkanoo Green today, too. Producer, let's prep that caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Well, you know, Ganep don't do bear no December.
I eat Ganep in December, Uncle.
I know what happened.
What happened?
I know exactly what happened. You ate the fruitcake before Christmas, and it wasn't fermented properly, and had too much rum in it.
I promise you, I'm not telling a lie. I have eaten local Ganeps in December. Not a bunch, not a whole bunch. I'm sure it's not a commercial production, but somebody got a Ganep tree that bears in September. The same way I know we still have mango trees that bear in the winter here as well.
You realize after being hanging around here, you've been picking up a lot of bad habits.
That's up me. But I ain't pick up lying from him. I always had that. But this is not a lie. This is not a lie. I know somebody tree is bear Ganep in December.
But you know Christmas on Thursday, so which one are you putting on the plate first, the ham or the turkey?
None.
No?
No. I'm going to start with my salads and sides.
What? You want to be a man?
Not Christmas Day could be plenty of things. Plenty salad, different type of salad. Yes. Start with that.
No. That's abomination.
And bring let people
that's
know.
That's not a beer man Christmas.
If you go into dinner at somebody's house, bring an extra plate so that you don't have to pile up all your food on one plate. Spread it out.
I can't believe you're saying this. What is this? This madness?
Let me see if I could redeem myself. Don't forget that Ziploc is the new furl. There's no need to tote a whole box of aluminum foil in your bag. You just need two or three or five or seven pieces a Ziploc bag. Because
now you're making sense. So you can tote the ham and turkey before the meal.
Maybe after. You don't need to know when the toting occurs. Just know that it will occur.
Well, that ain't bad. Before I go, right? What's
yes,
your favorite radio station?
Guardian 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day.
There you go.
Bye, thank you. You have a wonderful day, Uncle. And better hope I can't find your house for Christmas. If I find your house for Christmas. So the texter said, I thought your name was going to be Junkanoo Green today. I also thought my name was going to be Junkanoo Green today. Have you experienced the New Bahamas Junkanoo Festival yet? If you have, give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners. I'd love to hear about the preparations for the new festival in the Family Islands. I could tell you right now from the article, NJC outlines plans for Junkanoo, and I think that's in Wednesday's Nassau Guardian. Here we're going to find it. Kishlane Smith, who manages parades on the Family Island, said there will be a calendar of Junkanoo festivals throughout the Bahamas. The first will take place on December 27th on Eleuthera. Exuma's Festival will take place January 3rd. Grand Bahamas Festival will take place from January 9th to 12th. Junior Junkanoo will take place on New Providence on January 28th. The Andrus Festival will be on February 7th and the Abaco Festival on February 20th and first, quote, then we'll move again to the other islands, close quotes, Smith said. Okay, so I think that schedule right there sort of manifests one of the structural concerns people may have with the new festival. Is the new festival really more of an opportunity to grow Junkanoo for tourism as opposed to grow Junkanoo for Bahamians? Or in the alternate, Aaron, in the alternate, right, are we supposed to leverage tourism to fund our local and internal focus on Junkanoo? Issues around preservation of the culture, the history, the art form, right? Expansion of the practice, the art form through local competition and engagement and workshops. Are we now in a position where we can present a Junkanoo product to tourists? The profits generated from said activity can be leveraged for more local community activities to strengthen Junkanoo by being able to provide more resources to schools, including not just crepe paper, scissors, instruments, but also staff, people to teach Junkanoo at the institution. Right? I think it's a great space. So, because I mean, how do Andrus residents feel about their festival being February 7th? Will they have lost the Junkanoo spirit? Or what we're doing is saying, listen, we're trying to get everybody a piece of the pie so you can't have all the festival on the same night. Right? I see from that potentially the development of a beautiful, beautiful tour package where you take guests on a multi-island Junkanoo experience over the course of 2 weeks, or maybe over the course of a week, right? The potential is there. But also, here's another reason why I didn't call myself Junkanoo Green today. Here's the article from the Nassau Tribune. Junkanoo Festival split as, quote, full calendar, close quotes, forces schedule change. Nassau Tribune, 18th of December, 25. I think that was Thursday. The National Junkanoo Committee has announced that the Bahamas Junkanoo Festival will be split between December and late January, with the festival's major evening events rescheduled to January 22nd to 25th. In a statement, the NJC said the decision was taken after recognizing the, quote, extremely full cultural calendar, close quotes, in December, noting that the original festival dates overlapped with several other long-standing national events. The committee said the adjustment would allow the festival to be delivered at its full scale while maintaining a presence during the holiday season. Under the revised schedule, daytime cultural showcase activations will still take place in December. These include events in Pompey Square on the 18th and 19th, a People's Rush on Saturday, that's the weekend that just passed, time to coincide with peak cruise passenger arrivals. An ecumenical service is scheduled for the Sunday. This is, you'll help me with the sentence here, but beginning at 5 p.m. at the government printing site east of East Street, with participation from religious leaders and representatives of the Dilly Tree Committee, TDC, in parentheses. Now, anybody know what the Dilly Tree Committee is? I'm assuming that this is a typo. Because when you look at the acronym TDC, you would think Tourism Development Corporation right away, right? Who is the Dilly Tree Committee? How does one become a part of the Dilly Tree Committee? And do we have to go to all church services if we are a part of the Dilly Tree Committee? The NJEC, we're back to the article now. The NJEC said the remaining festival activities, including the major competitive and evening events, will be staged from January 22nd to 25th at a Junkanoo Cultural Village east of East Street. So a quick question. Is the government printing site the east of East Street Cultural Village site? Where is the Cultural Village? I can be honest with you all. I drive through town almost every day to get home from work. And I haven't actually seen evidence of, now mind you, I'd be watching the road because y'all don't, right? Where exactly this cultural village is set up. Or has it not been set up yet? Is that really the delay? The question becomes important because I wanted to ask the audience today, what does the NJC have to do in terms of performance? Like, what performance grade do they need to achieve to convince the Bahamian public and more importantly, the Junkanoo committee, the Junkanoo community? Like, what does the NJC have to achieve to prove that this shift in management model was a good idea? Right? That's the question I was coming to you today with. In respect of the JCNP, the Junkanoo Committee, Nassau, or New Providence, sorry, in respect of them, and I guess in the kind of defense of them, what are you looking for from this year's new festival as proof that the shift of management model was a good idea? A. B. Is it an unfair comparison given that the JCNP essentially, and they told us they dismanaged the two parades. That's their job. They managed the two parades. The NJC has taken on a broader portfolio. Is it unfair to make the comparisons? Is it too early to judge at all? If you're saying to me, hey, Aaron, it's only been like 3-4 days of the new festival, the new model, it's too early to make an assessment. Even after Boxing Day, is it too early to make an assessment of whether the shift in management models is effective, was a good idea? But the NJC has a lot to answer to because you haven't even hit Boxing Day yet and you've already had a major shuffling, right? A major shift in what you're doing this year. The same way I kiki when the JCNP said they could have a commensurate, an equal, they could provide an equal Junkanoo experience, equal to what you experience on Bay Street at a new venue that they will have to put together in approximately 3 months. If I kiki at them, then surely we have to acknowledge that what we read in the article, Junkanoo Festival split as full calendar forces schedule change, requires interrogation. The December calendar has essentially been the same for years. Right? Were you really thinking about it? At the same time, opportunity for a positive, it's time for us to get this yearly events calendar going. Right? Major events, your event should be on a national calendar at least a year in advance, especially if you're telling vendors that their sales will be boosted by tourist participation. Major events like Food Fest, remember when we had Festival Rum Bahamas? They was on the calendar from a year out. They knew what they were doing. Even Red Cross, major fundraisers. We need a national calendar. Too much energy, too much resources being wasted because we're not properly coordinating our activities. We want to act like nobody else exists, but then we get upset when patron, potential patrons don't show up. They're somewhere else doing something else. Okay, so I think they're big questions, and I think they need to be answered. Right? Is this new Junkanoo Festival actually a new tourism product? And should we be upset? Is there space for us locals to leverage tourism to grow Junkanoo in the ways that we want to grow Junkanoo? Now, here's another point I wanted to make. It comes from the article, NJC Outlines Plans for Junkanoo. Here we go. I'm getting right. Angelique McKay, Director of the Orange Economy Unit in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Deputy Chair of the Festival Committee, said that under the NJC's oversight, Junkanoo and New Providence will take on a festival structure taking place from December 18th to January 1st. With the main events still being the Boxing Day Parade and the New Year's Day Parade. She said, one day will be, quote, devoted to the religious community, close quotes. That's it right there. That's what I want to talk about just for a second. And I want to juxtapose this to something I saw on the interwebs last week before the end of the week. It was a birthday celebration at a church. The birthday is a Bahamian woman, an older woman. There's no slur there. I imagine she may have been in her 80s, she may have been in her 90s. It was a celebration of life. And they had a Junkanoo rush out for her. And mom rushed out the church to her Junkanoo serenade. It's a beautiful, it was inspiring. It was beautiful. If you were having a hard day, it made you smile. If you missing your Grammy, she was your Grammy while you were watching that video, right? It was great. But it made me think about this question. Given the nature of the enslaved Africans' introduction to Christianity, how do we reconcile creating a space, quote, devoted to the religious community, close quotes, question mark? That's a question, right? And the reason I put devoted to the religious community in quotations is not just because I pulled it straight from the article, but because when they say religious community, I bet you they only mean church. Right? I bet you they only mean church. And what a fascinating space to be in. Producer, let's prep that caller. I come into you in a second. What a fascinating space to be in. Because I don't know if we would make space in the same way for Rastafarianism in our celebration of Junkanoo. Caller, I come in. Oh, sorry. Let's take it back, producer. My bad. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Ain't much of a question.
The last question, answer it for my man.
Junkanoo started in the church.
By whom?
You need to go on the islands around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they have something they call, it's called Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's been going on for like, I guess a century or more now,
Right.
What they do is they play music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the key thing is they have a lot of coffee.
Keep their energy up. Yeah.
Up all night. They up all night and they giving thanks. They are giving thanks to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the kind of historical origins as to where Junkanoo, came from. It's the church that started off this space thing.
Don't go anywhere. I love it, right? Because here's my thing. I'm not disagreeing with you. Mm-hmm. When you say it started like 100 years ago, right?
Or more.
No, that's what I was getting. I think it's older than that.
Yes.
I think, okay, so in that space we're looking at right now, right? We're watching Africans and the descendants of Africans, right? Because now they're born on this rock, but they're descendants of people brought over from the continent, right? So we're looking at Africans trying to reconcile with this new life, right? They're trying to find faith as they've been separated from their faith of origin, if we could say it loosely. And so they are incorporating, right, incorporating African traditions in this new Christian experience and trying to make it their own, right? That's fair to say?
Not really.
Okay, well, tell me where I'm going off wrong.
Okay, those things are separate and apart in terms of what the object of worship is.
Okay, but pause.
Okay.
When they left the continent, they were not Christians. How did they become Christians?
Well, they became Christianized, you mean?
Yeah, how did they become Christianized?
Okay. Even our politicians pretend to be Christianized every 5 years.
I got you.
Okay, even for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is more of a distraction.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see, in the sense that you know, the Christian church does not benefit as much from Christianity as the world does.
Okay, I feel you.
You know, and the world, in a sense, co-ops Christianity in terms of, you know,
To commodify it, to capitalize it, to use it to generate profit for their own agenda. I with you.
And, you know, and see, and the main thing in terms of media,
mm-hmm.
you know, I see Junkanoo as media.
Okay.
You know, as long as those who are in charge can get into your feelings.
Mm. boy. That's something, eh?
That's right.
Uncle,
about,
you see why...
It's all about,
go on.
It's all about getting into your feelings as far as the world is concerned. You know, and that's why you have this separation.
Okay. Listen,
between the world and the church.
I got you.
They have different intentions.
Yeah. I feel that. Listen, thank you very much for responding to the question, because I think this is one of the most exciting conversations that we as Bahamians could have. And I hope that people raise the conversation in like Bible study spaces where people, right, like the space to interrogate more. Because I think one of the most important conversations, especially young people could have with themselves, is how do I reconcile this African practice with my Christian faith, right? And I'm not leading anybody in any direction. I think in the safety of their church community, that'd be a great conversation, man.
It's a great conversation, but Christianity doesn't take too well to pantheism.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, girl.
All right. Have a great day. So please, if you've been to the New Junkanoo Festival, over the next few days, call in and let us know. I want to know, what are you expecting on Boxing Day? And do you think the NJC can replicate the same magic that you felt every year over the last 20 years? And just to let the NJC know, right, like I asked the question, is it too early to judge? But we will be making assessments. You can't rely on, well, this is the first year and you got to give us some time. No. We will give you some time, but we need an honest assessment and reflection of your performance in your new management position. Producer, let's go to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to get into some headlines again. Let me read them all for you. Road carnage, 40% of Nassau hit by accidents. Ramming threatens legal action against cousin over, quote, attacks, close quotes. Another arrest made in barge looting probe. And then a moment to reflect on the life of young Amari Miller from Long Island. But Long Island people care for each other. It's a lesson for the rest of us. And I'm going to introduce you to my co-host for the second segment of the show. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Clay, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, Jumbo gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. After that conversation with Uncle just now, I could call myself John Canoe Green again, because I excited about it. See, it's not just the rush, it's all of the exciting and interesting conversations that could arise, right?
Exciting when, is the right word.
Now listen, you hear that voice? Let me tell you something. Over the last few months, I've been sitting in with the eye opener on Saturday morning. It's not regular, not frequent, but every now and once in a while. And I tell Crystal, as much as I hog up the space of the mic on your show, come on the show and hog up some of my mic as well. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm glad to be hogging up some airtime for your show.
Good stuff. So I just wanted to make one point about the National Festival before I transition into some headlines, right? I got a text here that said, when was the bill tabled, debated, and passed in Parliament and the Senate to establish the National Junkanoo Authority, National Junkanoo Committee, right? So this weekend I was doing some research and I was reading Fire Festival stories. You all remember Fire Fest? Y'all remember that?
Not to.
No, man, these are the things that we have to remember, right? Anyway, there was an interview with a young man in one of the articles. It was a Tribune article. He was from Andrus, and he relocated to Exuma for the purpose of working a contract to build out Fire Festival, right? And it's a great interview. He has experience doing this type of work. He was a part of one of the Festival Rum Bahamas production teams at one point, right? And, you know, he did a timeline comparison, and he's like, listen, if Rum Festival took 12 weeks for the build out of the festival grounds, these guys took 6 to build out the entire Fire Festival, not just on a family island, on a key on a family island, right? And he was like, from his, this is my language now, from his limited experience in the local industry, he knew from the break that this operation was not going to be as effective as they made it sound, right? And so in a similar way, I want to say to the NJC and reiterate it, right? It's not just kikikiing. Yes, I kikikied at the JCNP, the audacity to attempt to convince us that they could build out a festival site to replicate the Bay Street experience in 3 months. Right? And the same thing to the NJC. We the biggest, people keep saying Bahamians are resistant to change. The biggest problem here is Bahamians don't want change. We ain't, listen, the extent to which our lives are destabilized in the transition, right? That's what the problem is. It's not that we are resistant to change. It's that we are acutely aware of the collateral damage that's experienced in these transition periods, especially transitioning from one administration to the next, right? We don't fear the hurricane. We fear the recovery period afterwards, right? That's what people get, what they get anxious about. I've been saying it for months on years now. The second biggest issue that any government, any prime minister, any leader will face in this country is, can you inculcate within the people who you are leading the ability to move at the pace of your own policy? Mm-hmm. Can you meet your own timelines?
Yeah, I think you usually end up, this is where we usually end up biting off more than we can chew and mm-hmm. selling dreams. And so when people step back and say, hey, didn't they promise this last time? Didn't they say they were going to do this? Weren't we supposed to get that? Then they are like, oh, well, you know, and now it's excuse time. But I think maybe these things should be like more thought out. I don't know if it's just like a political speaking point where they know that, you know, we probably won't get it done, but just so that we could say it to build up the hopes of the people. And it backfires. I feel like we're out of that season now, right? We can't do it anymore because trust has dwindled. I was watching a movie yesterday about World War II, and I feel like it's like the same thing. Like there's a global shift happening, especially among democracies, where you see a lot of people now saying, you know what, we don't, you know, I said, you know, how did they get all of these people to voluntarily go and die for their country?
Man.
Now, trying to do that now in this political climate,
cultural space.
Yes, this global political climate is hard because most people, if you ask nowadays, who are eligible and of the age that most of the soldiers would have been, you ask them now, they'll be like, why? They have a lot of questions.
Right, because we're living very hyper-individualized lives now.
Yes.
Individualized lives. Why am I risking my life for somebody else? And I'm not sure if they can risk theirs for me.
So it's similar with the policy, right? Because we're seeing a shift now with the generational mindset, right? Mm-hmm. We're seeing, they're promising all of these things. Oh, it's not, like, is it going to happen? And then they're saying, oh, yeah, vote for me. And they're saying, why?
Yeah.
Right. So there's always a why. So now it's not as simple as it used to be to just make a promise and walk away. You have to make sure that the policy actually aligns with the time and it's that it's laid out, mm-hmm. right, and structured.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's dive into some headlines. I don't know if you've seen them for the day. Let me let you look at these. Oh, you were in that traffic this morning, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Fox Foundation is having its annual voucher distribution event. And Thompson A. Robinson Stadium, University Drive, a.k.a. Thompson Boulevard, Ponciana Drive, Wolf Road. If you can avoid these areas, please avoid these areas.
It's booked out, all going in one direction. If you're coming up on the other side of the road, then you're good.
And while people obviously recognize your need, otherwise you wouldn't be in a line for 4 hours trying to get a voucher.
Very unpleasant. Right?
Please also recognize that you are disrupting the normal flow of traffic. You're disrupting commerce, right? And you're disrupting economic activity. Absolutely. All right, so here's the headline I wanted to touch on. Just before we go there, I had another headline called Carnival, right? I need to know what's going on in the Caribbean Basin. Kamala Bessisar, the now Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, she's been making some strong statements, man. She's been calling people names, right? Calling them out. She told her citizens, hey, y'all mind your mouth when you're talking about the U.S. And I thought, okay, right, like in this heightened political climate, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would admonish my citizens, if they were making statements on social media that were tantamount or amounted to threats of violence towards individuals or a class of individuals, like politicians, right? I would admonish my citizens to be careful that they're not venturing into criminal land, right, with their utterances. That, yes, you have the right to freedom of speech. You have the right to critique your own nation and other nations. But there is a line between your right and criminal law, right?
Well.
Bang. Yeah. But I'm not sure if that's what she's saying. Shortly after Charlie Kirk's passing, the Deputy Secretary of State in the U.S. issued a statement to Americans saying, hey, when y'all on these internet streets, if y'all see any foreigners holding our visas talking foolishness about Charlie Kirk, diminishing his death, understandable, but more broadly, speaking poorly about the American political system, snitch on them. Send me their name right away so we could deal with them. I think there's a line, a thin line between discouraging, disrespectful commentary about somebody's death, especially when it was an assassination, and then telling people, but you can't say anything that would hurt our feelings in this moment, right? And so I think Kamala Bisesa's admonition went beyond the scope of reminding people of the law and chastising people and reminding them to behave like good little children in front of the United States of America, right? I will talk about that at another time, though, right? Because that's a full question.
Yeah,
because one of the second questions we have to ask is, has CARICOM gotten it wrong on Venezuela, right? Is Posad correct, even if the motivation for her statements is entirely different and not connected to that actual issue? Has CARICOM gotten it wrong on Venezuela? Here's another text. Great day, Junkanoo. Love your talk shows, as usual. Joyous, blessed season. Greetings to the Bahamas, to everyone. Merry Christmas season to everyone. Enjoy and be safe daily. Selah, December 2025. This message is brought to the Bahamas from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudolph C. Stubbs in Freeport. Amen. You don't have to put a question mark behind that, Uncle. Amen. He sends his greetings out to the nation. Here's another text. Morning, Aaron. Why is it hard for government to do anything for the people? It ain't their money. And furthermore, they are making themselves rich. When will we as a people learn? Okay, texter. That's something, hey? When the prime minister said, I given y'all a gift, as if salary reviews and increases are not a common part of governance and labor management in any country. Second of all, you giving the people a gift with my money? You don't even know if I like the people. You don't even know if I'm impressed with their performance. I don't even know if you're impressed with their performance. I don't even know what a performance review looks like. I wonder if staff in the public service know what a performance review looks like. Y'all still doing ACRs? Where's my Haitian Bahamian friend who made that song ACR leading up to the last election? And I had to tell him, don't play it. Anyway, where that song is ACR?
Yeah, this is similar to the same conversation we had on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the expectations of your representative and your constituency and the expectations of government in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
What like the people we vote them in, what do we want from them? What do we need from them in order for them to be considered a good MP or a good prime minister et cetera?
And what does the system, beyond that, what does the Westminster system expect of an MP?
What is the obsession with getting gifts? I don't know if it's just like a cultural thing, because of course a gift is beautiful. It's a little token of appreciation. It's nice. But I think over time it's become a form of entitlement. Like, I'm voting if I don't get my turkey. I didn't get anything for Mother's Day.
Yes,
I didn't get anything for Christmas.
If you
they didn't come to my funeral, my Grammy funeral.
If you force me, hold on, if you force me into a system of patronage, then I expect you to patronize me, right? If my Grammy tell me every Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Child, let's go. We go into the people them meeting every Sunday, right? And she instilled in me her respect. Like, I learned respect, mm-hmm. not because I respect the things she respects, but because I understand what respect meant to her and why. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to know why you didn't come to her funeral.
Wait. Do we have something that outlines the job of a member of Parliament constitutionally, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What does the Westminster system expect of
does
the
that
MP?
Include any of these things we just lifted?
Going to my Grammy funeral? Yes.
Given my mommy's okay on Christmas, or Mother's Day, and, you know, so...
Not just that, it's the lack of functionality. If my MP said, listen, I gain out ponchos and water boots to every resident in my community for Christmas, that's a gift. That'd be taking that.
Mm-hmm.
But you giving out scarves when people need sheet for their bed?
I don't want a scarf. What is the temperature today, guys? I don't know if it hardly ever gets cold, even annually, to mm-hmm. wear a scarf in the Bahamas. Like,
yes, it does. Okay,
No, Aaron.
Ice get cold. Ice get cold. But the people who wear scarves like the cold.
You know what it means to cover your neck? It's like covering your feet. It's like a very... It keeps you warm. It keeps you, thermal regulated.
Yeah, as an African, I ain't supposed to be here.
No,
okay, but let's get to this next headline. But text, good morning, Aaron. Season's greetings and all the best for the new year. Thank you very much. I think on New Year's Eve, we're going to open the show and let people call in, send texts, send out happy holiday greetings to anybody they want, to the diaspora. Or we're going to talk about the Bahamian diaspora. But here's this headline. Road carnage, 40% of Nassau hit by accidents. Like, I'm not sure what that headline means. So I want to delve in a little further. Mm. Some 40% of New Providence residents have revealed they or a close family member have been involved in a traffic accident within the past 5 years. Leading an IADB, that's Inter-American Development Bank, report to brand Bahamian road safety as, quote, a significant public issue, close quotes.
It is a significant public
issue. No, they're saying branded. Like, we, like, now acknowledge it.
Yeah.
That it's a significant public issue.
It should have been acknowledged.
Issue. Long time.
Yeah.
And I think if... we had seen over, say, like the last 5 years. Did they mention 5 years? The past 5 years. If we had seen over the past 5 years mm-hmm. reporting on all of the traffic accidents, right? Mm-hmm. Even, you don't have to give the details for every single accident, but the stats every month of what's happening, that's what I've been trying to do on my show, then you cannot ignore the fact that it is a, quote, significant public policy issue. The frequency of vehicles,
especially in the northern Bahamas,
Abaco,
Eleuthera, Grand Bahama,
and
New Providence especially.
Like, and I realize people aren't thinking about the culture of driving. Like, you, first of all,
it varies, mind you, it changes from place to place, but it's usually a complete tragedy when it's in the family islands because of the
lack
nature of the road.
And the lack...
I'll just say the nature of the road, because there's lack of whatever, there's...
lack of proximity, the roads are long, you don't have clinics in every settlement.
Yeah, and then even the road markings and streetlights.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all...
It's rough.
See, sometimes y'all say we don't respect and we don't rate young people, right? Let me show y'all something. You see BGCSE, FYP... striping group of companies? Why you all stop striping? See, when you got that self-starter grant, and then it turns out that you do have proximity to a similar business because you worked with your uncle for years. So you weren't starting a brand new business. You were actually expanding on your own, something you were doing with your uncle. We all say, yeah, but it's a young person. Let's give him a chance. We say, yeah, but it's a young person. They're doing something good. Let's see it out. But now that you're a big shot and you're sponsoring everything in the country, ain't nobody striping the roads. Not in New Providence, not on the Family Islands, not on Bay Street. Mm. And now we're dealing with a bunch of drivers who're supposed to have sense, but they act like they don't. The drivers have now started ignoring the center line.
They haven't started.
I mean, regularly. No, I talk about regular disregard.
This morning, if I could count the amount of infractions... you know, and I'm not even an officer.
So here we go. The frequency of vehicle crashes is disclosed in a study conducted by the multilateral lender on the Nassau, quote, school run, close quotes, which analyzed the negative social and economic impacts for Bahamian families from increased traffic congestion, deteriorating and inadequate infrastructure, such as pedestrian sidewalks. Imagine that the pedestrian sidewalks, right, are deteriorating because the drivers insist on putting their cars on them, not leaving space for the pedestrians.
Yeah, I think the elephant in the room, though, is the lack of proper public transportation.
Yeah, let me get a whole list here, right? Mm-hmm. Pedestrian mm-hmm. sidewalks, reckless driving, and the failure to properly enforce the traffic laws, and unreliable public transportation services.
There
last
is.
One on the list.
There it is.
I just want to say
that should
something.
Be first on the list because that's the it's. You see, this is a symptom mm-hmm. of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is a symptom of the problem. Yes, infrastructure is an issue, and if you go, you travel to. We travel to the north regularly. Uh-huh. They're always upgrading the roads. They're constantly working on the road because this is not something that you could just leave alone
yeah.
and let happen.
Itself.
Yeah, let happen for like so many years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that some, even going down to talking about the family islands, some mm-hmm. of those roads have been neglected for decades, right? So yeah, it's the same issue,
yeah.
same type of problem. It's a symptom of the lack of proper public transportation.
I just want to say yeah. to the government, you all went all the way to the IADB for the study? You all really went to the IADB for the study? I've been doing this study for y'all for 4 years now on the radio. And y'all went to the IADB. That's cool. I don't have no beef with the IADB. Y'all just listen to them. Y'all don't listen to me. So that was a kind of cool decision as well. I'm going to get back into this article maybe tomorrow. Maybe the day after, maybe in the new year, but we can't walk away from this, especially because y'all all park on the sidewalk and it's unsafe to walk in the road. My friend is a text here that says, Aaron, tell them I'm coming back for my scarves. Which constituency that is giving out scarves for Christmas? Listen, we all have
get it before they run out.
We all have different levels of need. We're not yes. denigrating anybody.
For
we,
sure.
we all
yeah.
have different levels of need, and that's where civil society comes in to make it easier for the government to identify who is in need, what they need, and what's the best way to deliver to them. Anyway, Ms. Crystal, mm-hmm. darling Sergeant.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. You coming back tomorrow on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
You better bring gift. Bring gift and don't make it traffic. Anyway, you guys stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with CA Uri is up next. I know you're going to have a fantastic time. See you soon.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey, you upgraded to SanDollar Wallet 2.0 yet?
No, but I heard the updated SanDollar app was launched.
Boy, what you waiting on? There's self-onboarding, you can hide your balance, and a bunch of other features.
And don't forget, you can send to and from your bank account for free.
Really? Let me go download Wallet 2.0 and migrate then.
Yeah, come, let me show you.
This communication applies to the Central Bank SanDollar app only. Upgrade your $7 app experience today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.